Jaya Rana Madhava Kunjambi Hari Jaya Rana Madhava Kunjambi Hari Gopi Janna Ballabha Give me Bharam
Dhari
Gopi Janna Ballabha Give me Bharam
Dhari
Jasoda Nandana Vraja Chana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana
Vraja Chana Ranjana
Jamuna Cheravana Chari Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jaya Rana Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Rana Madhava Kunjabi Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Mande Ram, Ram Ram, Mande Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Mande Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaura Bhavanandi.
Wow, I should take you all over the world with me. Y'all are pretty good. Let's go, let's travel all over the world and turn the whole world under Krishna Bhakti. Jayam Vishnivan Banamaham Zapati Vajakacharjam Asht Varajadashi Shemad His Divine Grace Shila Esi Bhakti Vadanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Fandavacharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Batita Pavana Savior of Fallen Souls Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada flooding the whole universe with a tidal wave of ecstatic Krishna Prema Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pan Banamaham Zapati Vajrakacharja Ashta Tarajadashi Shemad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Nama Chandra Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsaka Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Gidi Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Mayapur Dham ki jai, Navadip Dham ki jai, Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai, Ganga Mai ki jai, Jamuna Mai ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaura Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachade Satadine
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. So we are greatly blessed by the association of His Grace Sankarsan Das Adhikari Prabhu and Her Grace Vishnu Priya Mataji here at Pune. I'd like to give a brief introduction to Prabhuji. His Grace Sankarshan Dasa Adhikari Prabhu appeared in this world in St. Louis, Missouri, USA on 7th of November 1947, and that is the 10th day of Kartik. That's a very auspicious month. And he first met Srila Prabhupada in 1971, and in the same year, on 12th of August, he got initiated by His Divine Grace. And Srila Prabhupada personally appreciated his enthusiasm to create a spiritual revolution in the whole world and blessed him to see Krishna face to face and to become a Jagat Guru and deliver the whole world. And he has embraced that instruction of Srila Prabhupada, because Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittate Koryekhya, and that has been the source of his ever-growing enthusiasm in his practice and preaching. So he and Mataji both, they have rendered various services for last almost 49 years in the mission. Next year will be
almost a half a century now.
Yeah, from cook to temple president, and from pujari to preacher and book distributor. At one time they were situated in a van, traveling from state to state and city to city distributing books. So that was their vanaprastha. So they are very exemplary in their practice and preaching both to this ISKCON society. And now they travel almost to so many world countries. Practically every continent they are traveling for almost 6 months. And 6 months they are based in Austin, Texas, where they are developing a small community there. And they have especially been well known for their internet-based training program called the Ultimate Self-Realization Course, and which has currently almost 35,000 subscribers who receive a daily message and a daily video inspiring them to take Krishna consciousness more seriously. And anyone can ask a personal question and he gets a personal reply to that. It's something very amazing. I mean, so many students and yet being personally available for each one is a very, very amazing thing. And when I was a student, I was enrolled for the course, and I had few interactions at that time before I came to Pune also. So it's a great fortune that Prabhuji and Mataji take out the time and comes once or twice in a year. This is almost 12th year that they have been blessing us here at Pune. I'm very grateful that they come and inspire by their personal example and by their enlightening talks, and especially by answering so many wonderful questions. Yesterday we had youth programs of 50 questions unanswered. They're still in my pocket. And today, seeing the big audience, we don't know how many questions will be there. So, I'm very grateful that they're here with us. Let us welcome them to Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Temple by loudly chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. So now, by the unlimited mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, we are blessed with the opportunity to study Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 10, Battle Between the Demigods and Vritasura, text number 10. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Aho Dainyam, Aho Kashtam Parakyai Chana Bangurai Yat Na Upakuryat Asva Artai Marja Sva Gyati Vigrahai. Aho Dainyam Maho Kashtam Harapakyai Chana Bangurai Yanno Pakuryadash Valtire Martyasva Gyati Vigrahai. Aho Dainyam Maho Kashtam parakyai chana bangarai yanna bakkar yada svartair martyasvar gyati vigrahai aho danyam maho kashtam parakyai chana bangarai yanna bakkar yada svartair martyasvar gyati vigrahai. Aho danyam maho kashtam parkyakai chana bangarai yanopa kuryadash vartair atyasva gati vigrahai. Danyam maho kashtam parkyakai chana bangarai yano pachur kyadash vartair matyasvati vigrahai.
More ladies.
Aho danyam maho kashtam parakai chana bangarai yano pagur yadash vartair matyasva gati vigrahai. Aho danyam maho kashtam panrakai chanda bangarai napa kuryadas vartair matyasva gati vigrahai. Aho danyam maho kashtam Rakai chana bangarai yanapoka yadasvar tair aho
alas danyam a miserable condition aho alas kashtam simply tribulation parakyai which after death are eatable by dogs and jackals.
Chanabangarai,
perishable at any moment.
Yet,
because,
na,
not,
upakuryat,
would help.
Asva artai,
not meant for self-interest.
Martya,
a living entity destined to die.
Sva,
with his wealth.
Yati,
relatives and friends.
Vigrahai,
and his body.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace.
Om Vishnu Pad Padamahamsa Padivajaka Charnja Asta Tarasata Shishi Marisi Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada.
This body, which is eatable by jackals and dogs after death, does not actually do any good for me, the spirit soul. It is usable only for a short time and may perish at any moment. The body and its possessions, its riches and relatives, must all be engaged for the benefit of others, or else they will be sources of tribulation and misery. Purport. Similar advice is also given in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.22.35. Itavaj janma saphalyam Dehinam mihadehishu pranayartar diyavacha shreya archanam sada. It is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence, and words. This is the mission of life. One's own body and the bodies of his friends and relatives, as well as one's own riches and everything else one has, should be engaged for the benefit of others. This is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 9:41. Bharata Bhumite Haila Manushya Janma Yara Janma Sartaka Karyakara Para Upakara. When he was taken birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. The word upakaryat means para upakara, helping others. Of course, in human society, there are many institutions to help others, but because philanthropists do not know how to help others, their propensity for philanthropy is ineffectual. They do not know the ultimate goal of life, shreya archananam, which is to please the Supreme Lord. If all philanthropic and humanitarian activities were directed toward achieving the ultimate goal of life, to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they would all be perfect. Humanitarian work without Krishna is nothing. Krishna must be brought to the center of all our activities, because otherwise no activity will have value. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Salitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Mukam Koroti Vachalam Pangum Nam Yagate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinataranam. This verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very profound. Guiding us how we can properly live as human beings. In other words, if we do not utilize this human body in the service of Guru, Gauranga, and Krishna, we are just animals, that's all. Shva vibhara ushtra karai. Sangstitak parishak pashu. Narjata karma pato peto jata nama gadad grajaha. Those men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses do not praise Praise those men who do not listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from all evils. In other words, the big dogs, hobbits, camels, and asses are the big leaders in politics, education, entertainment, you see. These are the leaders. They are big dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. And the small dogs, hogs, camels, and asses praise the big dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. And that's basically what's going on in the material society. It's simply a zoo. The dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So if we don't actually utilize this body for self-realization, we are casting ourselves down to being animals, actually speaking, just animalistic life. A human life without self-realization is mere animal life. So this body we have right now, it's not the all in all. You see, the difficulty in the material civilization is everyone is taking their body to be the all in all. And therefore they want to get as much pleasure as they can while they have a chance. So this is suicide, actually, for the spiritual being within. To put all the energy on material sense gratification and to completely neglect the ultimate duty of human life, which is self-realization, is sheer madness. It's lunacy. It's insanity. But that's the problem in our modern-day society. The whole world is crazy. It's a mad, 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 mad world. For the great Vaishnava Acharyas are so kindly giving us this knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, so we can understand, why do I exist? What is the purpose of my existence? Who am I actually? How can I fully realize my actual identity? So we are most fortunate to be blessed by Srila Prabhupada and the sincere followers of Srila Prabhupada, how we can now actually come to our true position. We can come out of the illusion of bodily misidentification, come out of this madness of thinking I'm this earth, water, fire, air, and ether, and realize I'm actually the eternal spiritual being. As Krishna is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, I am also eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. Being the part and parcel of that Supreme, I am naturally meant to serve the Supreme. Just like the part of the tree is meant to serve the function of the complete tree. So we all, being part and parcel of Krishna, our God, are naturally meant to serve Him. So that instruction on devotional service is given by Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya, and is given by great, great, great Vaishnava Acharyas who teach us not only by their words but also by their examples how to fully dovetail our individual consciousnesses with that supreme consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Don't be a fool floating away in the modes of material nature, dragged by the laws of material existence into the court of Yamaraj. Don't be so foolish. Utilize this human life now to actually be who you are, you see. You're not your material body. You're an eternal spiritual being. So come out of the illusion of thinking, I'm a male, I'm a female, I'm an Indian, I'm this, I'm that. Kick it out with boot. Then you can actually become intelligent, you see. As long as you continue to misidentify with your material body, you must remain fool number one. You must remain fool number one. So Bhagavatam and these great acharyas, they're begging, they're pleading with us, they're reasoning with us for us to understand, I am not this body. I'm the eternal spiritual being, qualitatively one with Krishna, the source of all existence. And my natural position, just like the part of the body serves the whole body, my natural position as a part and parcel of Krishna is to serve Him. We come to that position of serving Krishna, then we achieve a state of consciousness which is so sublime, it's so wonderful, it's so ecstatic, it's so full of knowledge, it's so full of love. That is called Krishna consciousness. We have a society dedicated to training its members and indeed enlightening the entire human society in the science of Krishna consciousness. So let us take these teachings of Srila Prabhupada very, very, very seriously to come out of the illusion of bodily misidentification, to come back to our actual identities as the eternal servants of Allura. Then our lives will become unlimitedly successful. Why be a failure? Is there any reason to be a failure when you could achieve the supreme success? You see, in the material world, only a certain number of people can be successful, you see, materially speaking. The top rung of the economic ladder or the political power ladder or the entertainment ladder, you see. They're considered the successful people. Everybody else is just, you know, trying to become successful without success. But the beauty of Krishna consciousness is everybody can achieve the topmost level of success. Everyone. You don't have to be a temple president or a sannyasi or a guru. Those things are just different services one can do. The actual success is to awaken pure love of God within your heart. You can achieve the topmost rung of success simply by becoming fully dovetailed with your every thought, your every word, your every deed, and every time, place, and circumstance for the pleasure of Krishna. You can become a fully empowered agent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada explains a pure devotee, one who chants, which means one who chants the holy name of the Lord without offense, he can deliver the whole world. So you have that potential becoming a world deliverer. By becoming perfect in your own chanting, your relationships with Vaishnavas, your service, just try to perfect yourself in every possible way. Perfect attitude, perfect dealings, perfect absorption in service, full absorption in the name, in the teachings, the name, fame, pastimes, entourage, paraphernalia. Just fully absorb yourself in this 24 hours a day. And by doing that, you will come to the perfection of pure bhakti. You'll be able to see Krishna face to face, and you'll be empowered to make this whole world Krishna conscious. So don't cheat yourself, my dear Prabhus and Matajis. Do not cheat yourself by remaining a materialist or a material devotee who comes to Krishna consciousness with all your desires. You see, it's like we make fun of that little song. Remember that? Give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac, replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadish Hari. So do not cheat yourself. See, I call that Hinduism. This is not Hinduism. In other words, Hindu comes from the Muslims. You know, if you use the word Hindu, then you're becoming identifying with the Muslims. You see, because they're the ones who coined that word. It doesn't come from the Vedic. It's not even in the Vedas. You see, so be a Vaishnava. You see, kick out all this stupidity, this asinineness. You see, just kick it out with boot. And all material desires, just kick it out, you see. If you get lusty, spit at it. If you get lazy, get up and do something. In this way, be very enthusiastic, you see. As Prabhupada told me in that letter, he said, continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. Utsahan, you see. Be always enthusiastic to become the pure devotee. Be always enthusiastic to make a spiritual revolution on this planet, you see. You have that enthusiasm, you're going to have an ecstatic day every day, you see. And be humble also. The more you become humble, that empowers you to take shelter of the name. The more you can feel you're the most abominable, despicable character in all the three worlds, you see. That's how you can enter the name Namaras, you see. But I'm the most abominable, despicable character. In spite of hearing all these teachings, I'm still hankering after sense gratification. In this way, if you can feel bad about how stupid you actually are, you see, that will enable you to go deep, deep, deep into Namaruchi and actually awaken the pure self within, you see. So I know we're going to have a lot of questions. We don't have enough time to answer. We only have a half an hour now. We had 50 questions left over from last night. 50. So, I don't know. Krishna is very potent. He can do amazing things. He was able to have a whole night of Brahma within 6 hours, if you can imagine that, for the Rasa dance. The gopis went to sleep in with their husbands in their houses, and in their body was lying there with their husband, you see, for 6 hours while he was taking sleep. But in their spiritual bodies, they went and joined Krishna for the Rasa dance for one whole night of Brahma, you can imagine. 155 trillion years, if you can imagine, squeezed into 6 hours. So Krishna can squeeze 155 trillion years into 6 hours, but I don't have the power to squeeze 100 questions and answers into 30 minutes. And I'll try whatever I can do with my very limited self. Question one, we take vows to enhance our practice. How do we find whether vow is gradual or jump? Well, we should actually strive to achieve pure bhakti at every minute. I mean, I say, well, I'd like to become a little more advanced, become a little less attached. That's one thing. Why don't you say, let me become a pure devotee right now? Why don't you strive for the topmost things? There's a saying, aim for the stars and at least you'll clear the fence. Why not hanker for pure devotional service right now? That's what Hare Krishna mantra means. You're begging for pure devotional service. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. My dear Radha and Krishna, please bestow prema bhakti upon me right now, you see. Why not pray that way? Because that's the real meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. If you do that, you'll make very, very rapid advancement on this pathway. What is artificial repression exactly? Please elaborate. I'm going to skip that one. Let's see. Can you please explain how to study Prabhupada's books? Your way of reading. Everyone have their own style. You don't have to do my way. My way is to read one book. Right now I'm studying Krishna book. And then after that, I'll pick up another one and just go through that. The point is just do it regularly. You may read out loud, you may read sitting down, you may read walking up, whatever works for you. That's the key. Can someone who is coming from a very bad background, had a lot of conditioning, remain brahmacharya and eventually take sannyas? Sure. That's possible. Look at Jamunacharya Albandru. He was a king with a harem. He was having so much illicit sex, you can't even imagine how much illicit sex he was having, but he became a great Vaishnava Acharya. So if Jamunacharya Albandru can do it, we can do it too, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. You see. It's possible. You see. One can, even if one was a hippie, having so many girlfriends, one can become completely fixed in brahmachari consciousness for one's whole life. Prabhupada made many hippies into devotees who became fixed up brahmacharis and sannyasis. And householders who became very strict also, with no sex life at all, just preaching together. Could someone who is coming... Oh yeah, answer that one, okay. How can spiritual knowledge be gained through the material senses? Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam. When you engage your material senses with spiritual sense objects, your material senses become spiritualized. When you gaze upon the beautiful form of the Lord in the temple, your eyes are now becoming spiritualized. When you hear the message of the Bhagavatam, your ears are becoming spiritualized. Your mind is becoming spiritualized. Your intelligence is becoming spiritualized. How to build faith that knowledge transmission after Prabhupada's departure is still original? Well, it's very simple. Just read Prabhupada's books and hear his lectures, you see. Even when Prabhupada was here, Most of us weren't. We would see him maybe, you know, every 3 years you might see him because he was traveling all over the world. And you were located in your local temple somewhere. Sometimes he wouldn't even come to your temple. There were so many temples, he couldn't go to all of them. And you go visit a nearby temple. I would go sometimes 2 or 3 years without seeing Prabhupada. So even then we connected by the recorded lectures, by the books. So the same thing now. You see? Same thing now. It's no different. Some devotees say the first verse of the Nectar of Instruction speaks about sense control, and the first fourth verse speaks about loving exchanges. But devotees here, about devotees, hence, first should be sense controlled completely, then have, I ended this already yesterday, answered it. So you first become sense controlled, and then think about loving exchanges, that's the question. The answer is, if you wait to become fully sense-controlled, you'll never be able to go to the next step. You need to have that loving exchange with Vaishnavas in order to achieve that position of perfect self-control. So the point is, do both things simultaneously. That's the point. How can I get more taste in serving God than what I have in sense gratification? Just by doing it, you see. Beginning, we're so lusty, we're so greedy, we're so lazy, we have all these material desires. But we try this devotional service and go, wow, that was pretty good, you see. So the more you engage in devotional service, your whole inclination of how to enjoy is gradually purified. Instead of wanting to enjoy the so-called pleasure of combining these sense objects with the senses and sense objects, now you learn how to divide that, how to derive that extremely nectarian taste of engaging yourself back in your original constitutional nature as a servant of God. It takes time, you have to be patient. You're very determined, you're very enthusiastic, and you have that patience, how to get a taste for bhakti that will completely override all material desires, you see. I get so much taste from bhakti that anything else is simply insignificant. And if you gave me the post of Brahma, it wouldn't be attractive to me. And if you gave me millions and billions of dollars, it wouldn't be attractive to me. And if you gave me 10,000 beautiful girls, it wouldn't be attractive to me because I'm tasting so much nectar from Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. In the beginning, we're not there, but as you progress, every day, chanting your rounds, following the principles, doing very nice devotional service, cultivating loving relationships, that higher feeling, that higher taste, you see, that will come. The taste for Maya will go away, and the taste for bhakti will increase and increase and increase and increase. We should be submissive to our spiritual master. But sometimes our own perception doesn't match with the advice given by our spiritual master. In what case should we do? Inquire from him. If you're confused about something, you inquire. Arjuna was also confused. Arise thou and fight the battle, but he was confused by this order. So if you're confused by your spiritual master's order, then you inquire from him. That's the way you get your confusion dissipated. You hear submissively from your spiritual master, and that confusion will go away. How can I get that much love that you have for Krishna and Srila Prabhupada? Well, I don't have much, but it's been getting me by at least. Not, I have enough to get by for half a century. But whatever advancement I have made is simply because I've been steady in following the instructions of Prabhupada. Like he said, everyone should go to Mangalarti, you see. I've been going to Mangalarti every day for 50 years. 49. You know. Except for one day I was guarding the equipment bus. And outside the Washington Temple, we were traveling with Vishnu John Swami and Radha Damodar. And someone has to guard the equipment bus so it doesn't get robbed in the middle of the night. So that morning I missed Mangalarti. I did miss it once, I have to admit. But Prabhupada said, if you miss Mangalarti, you have to do penance. You have to fast until you distribute a Krishna book. So I took a Krishna book in hand, I took a Vishalam with me. I went out on the street and then I did a Krishna book and took a breakfast. So if you ever miss Mangal Arati, you have to do a Krishna, you have to fast until you do, that's what Prabhupada said, you have to fast until you do a Krishna book. So that's the one morning. Of course, on the airplane, I have to admit, we don't do it on the airplane. We could have a big kirtan, samsara dhavana, but the passengers may get agitated. You know? So we don't do it when we're flying on the airplane. But other than that, my wife and I are very strict Mangal Arati every day, no matter what. So if you do that kind of stuff, observe Mangal Arati very rigidly and distribute a Krishna book and fast if you missed it. If you do that kind of stuff, strictly following Prabhupada's instructions, you will develop an amazing taste for Krishna consciousness that will carry you over decades, carry you through your whole life, and carry you back to your original relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world. Does spirituality make one socially dull? Pseudo-spirituality certainly does so. But genuine spirituality is the desire to revolutionize your heart and revolutionize the whole world. So you become a very interesting person, actually. Just like I have some radio stations getting ready to interview me when I go back to the U.S. because they find me interesting, you see. So because I have this mood to revolutionize the world, they find me interesting. They want to have me on the radio to talk about it. So you become socially attractive, actually, the more you develop this revolutionary mood of making a spiritual revolution on the planet. You don't become dull. People seek you out because you're in a... How many people think about making a revolution on this planet today? You see? Everybody's just trying to, you know, they just want sex and money. No one thinks about making a spiritual revolution. That's pretty unique. So real spirituality means to follow the order of Lord Chaitanya. You are all from India, isn't it? That's what he says in this verse. If you're from India, you have to make a revolution. That's your duty in life, to revolutionize the whole world. So are you Indians embracing it or not? Or are you just thinking about, you know, eating, sleeping, mating, defending? If you're a true Indian, you're a spiritual revolutionary. You want to make the whole world Krishna conscious on the order of Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise, you're not really an Indian. I don't know what you are. Please share importance of Guru Puja and dancing with devotees. Many devotees skip from dancing, from chanting, bathing, cleaning, rest, etc. Oh, skip if they skip because they're doing other services. It's very important to sing and dance with the devotees. Actually, when I joined the movement, that was the only thing we did. We would go out and sing and dance on the street all day. That was the service. You have the morning program, and the whole temple goes out and sings and dances on the streets the whole day and comes back for the evening program. That was the service we all did. We all went out singing and dancing all day on the street. Unless you know how to sing and dance with the devotees, you're not going to have the awakening of love of God within your heart. Even if you're an invalid in a wheelchair, you can clap and move around a little bit in your wheelchair. You know what I mean? Everyone should be into it. What does spiritual revolution mean, make the whole world Krishna conscious? How to know that in our ISKCON movement someone has achieved completely realized state? Well, you become self-realized. And then you'll know who's real and who's faking it. With devotees, I practice Krishna consciousness. But when I associate with karmis due to my job, I become like them. I become like an animal lusty. How do I practice Krishna consciousness when I'm out there in the material world? You have to take your job as an opportunity for preaching. I've hundreds of times given the example of my godbrother. He was working for one of these coat and tie computer consultant jobs in Detroit, Michigan, Burroughs Corporation. You know, the cubicle, the computer, the coat and tie, you get the picture. So what he did is he put a Bhagavad Gita on his desk, just let it very prominently display the Bhagavad Gita, and he made a devotee. My godbrother Ramiya Das was also working in that department, and he saw that book, he asked about it, and he became a devotee. So you should take your job as an opportunity for preaching. And I've also hundreds of times given the example I was working for MCI Corporation as a telesalesman. And to get hired, I dressed like a Kermit, no tilak, hiding in egg beads. You get the picture. But I said, enough of this. I'm a Hare Krishna devotee. I'm tired of hiding it. So one day I just wore my tilak to work. And I was empowered like anything. I was getting one sale after another sale after another sale. Now my manager, Terrence Washington, he gets a commission for every sale I make to inspire him to be a good manager. So he saw me over there going boom, 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 boom. More than any of the Kermis, I was selling like crazy. One customer, another customer. And at the end of the day, he said, Mr. Bridge, my Kermi name, Bridge. He said, Mr. Bridge, I don't know what that is on your forehead, but from now on, you must wear it every day. So, you know, be a revolutionary in your workplace. Do it. They'll love you for it. They will. During December month, we get to go for the book marathon, which is the ultimate welfare activity. And during November, we do Janmasartakar. Is it very auspicious Kartik month? Can you please suggest how we can do it in a better way? Just here's the key for whatever you do, whether you're doing deity worship, parikrama, whatever you're doing, your japa, your service, whatever you're doing, just in that mood of Krishna, please bless me now with the awakening of pure love of God within my heart. Let me do this service so perfectly as if I was in the spiritual world doing it right now for you in Goloka Vrindavan. You see? Take that mood. Well, if I was in Goloka right now as a pure devotee with Radha and Krishna, how would I be chanting this kirtan? How would I be chanting japa? How would I be cleaning this plate? How would I be sweeping the floor? Just imagine yourself, visualize yourself as now you're in the spiritual world, you're with Radha and Krishna doing this service right in front of them. You can see them, they can see you. Try serving in this mood and see what it does for your day. You do. I guarantee you have the best day of your life. Best day of your life every day if you take up this move. Best day of your life every day. The best moment of your life at every moment if you take up this sort of meditation. Okay. In this verse, we are finding body gives miseries. It is temporary, and even after we are not realizing this fact, rather we are superficially accepting how to practice, and we are not the body and a soul. There's no question here. Okay? Statement. See, next question. Or next, not next question, but next. Okay, how can one know something? How one can know something he is sincere to change himself by asking questions or just superficially asking for name and fame? Yeah, especially when Prabhupada was here, you know, it could be a thing. Well, I asked Prabhupada a question and he answered my question in front of all the devotees. Like, yeah, you know, that could happen, you know. Yeah, I wanted to show that I'm very interested in fix up devotee by asking Prabhupada a question. And that could happen, you see. So you have to realize that tendency is there. We all have that tendency. And you just have to consciously spit on that sort of mentality and be sincere. You know, ask questions that will actually help you to become a pure devotee. That's the key. And then you'll be okay. If a person is dying or intensely suffering due to some accident, then should we save him or let him suffer his karma with faith that Krishna will take care? We always try to save someone. If a devotee is dying, we don't say, okay, Prabhu, just go ahead and chant Hare Krishna. We're not going to call the doctor. Just, you know, no, you try to save the devotee. You always try to save the devotee and help them get the best medical care possible. That's love, you see. You don't want to you want that devotee's association. You want him to be healthy and happy. So you do everything you can, anybody in difficulty, everything you can do to save him, the best medical care possible. How to get out of an anarta of getting angry and in irritation? Well, get angry at yourself for getting angry and being irritated. Take that same tendency and bounce it back on yourself instead of others. You rascal, talk to yourself. Chastise yourself. You rascal, why do you get so angry at the devotees all the time? Why don't you just learn how to worship and bow down at their feet and always be in a humble mood? Chastise yourself. Get angry at yourself. The duty of a living entity is to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others, but sometimes we feel others are taking undue advantage. How to understand this? Well, our welfare is to do everything we can to help others awaken their Krishna consciousness. So how they can take unfair advantage of that doesn't make any sense. Enthusiastic devotional service is not constant or always, so what to do? For me it's very simple. Prabhupada said, gave me an order to continue enthusiastically as you were doing. He didn't say 1 hour a day or 2 hours a day. His order is 24/7 for the rest of eternity. Prabhupada ordered me for all of eternity to always be enthusiastic, so you should take it like that. Prabhupada wants you to be enthusiastic from now on for all of eternity and never slacken your enthusiasm even a slight bit. Actually, your enthusiasm should be ever increasing. You see? Telling my disciple over here. He's getting a personal instruction right now. You should have ever-increasing enthusiasm now for all of eternity. Everyone, you see. That's the key. How to overcome kapat. In other words, the cheating tendency in spiritual life. Just honestly admit you're a rascal and a fool and beg for the mercy of the Vaishnavas and the spiritual master in Krishna. Can you please elaborate the following sentence you once said? You should go deep into the holy name and darshan of the Lord and apply in our life. Elaborate on it. How do you go deep into the holy name? Well, there's many ways you can do it. One, you have to remember Krishna and his name are the same. Krishna. I'm saying that name Krishna right now. That is non-different from actually being right there with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan as he's beginning to lift Govardhan Hill. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. If you take the name as a doorway into the pastimes and association of the Supreme Lord, where you actually become a participant in his leelas, you understand the name in that way, then you can have really good japa every day. Although service is awarded for any... Although services are awarded for our good equally, how do I avoid putting terms, conditions? Example, I will do only two or three services, I will not do this service. Devotees argue with the service authority. Well, good luck on advancing in Krishna consciousness. I don't want to do that service. I'll offer the RT, but I won't clean the toilet. I'm a Brahmin, don't you know? Is it? The real Vaishnava will take any service as the greatest blessing of Krishna. Does forgiving someone's sins again and again mean encouraging bad karma? We may forgive somebody for doing the wrong thing, but we should also preach to them and train them how to do the right thing. Due to some reasons, I have to keep my bhakti confidential. But in this process, I always have to compromise or else risk my bhakti. I am not able to practice the principles of bhakti very effectively. What can I do to increase my strength and enthusiasm? Sounds like you're with a karmi family members and you're having to hide it. It's best if you're in a situation where people are not allowing you to practice Krishna consciousness. It's better to change your situation. Like a fish has to be in the water, you see. If you're in an artificial atmosphere that doesn't facilitate your Krishna consciousness, you should find some way to change your situation. That's the ideal thing. My question is that Does astrology affect a person's personality of being slightly humble or jealous or motivational? The fact is, we are under the influence of the stars. The demigods are the predominating deities, and actually everything is there. We are puppets of the higher, the demigods, actually. We are influenced by the stars as long as you remain under the material energy. But Krishna consciousness means you come out from that influence. You're no longer manipulated by the stars or the demigods thereon. Becoming Krishna conscious means now you're no longer a puppet of the modes of nature. You see, the demigods, the planets, they are simply the engineers for manipulating the modes. You understand? So under the modes means under the demigods, under the stars. So as long as you're under the modes, you will be necessarily manipulated by the demigods, by the stars, by the modes. You can't avoid that. But by making the conscious decision that now I will surrender to Guru and Krishna, that cuts you loose from the stars. That's why astrology doesn't really apply. You see? When you surrender to Krishna, just like the palm, it said the palm, your future is written in the palm. That's a fact in the material world, you see. An expert palm reader can actually tell your whole future just by reading your palm. And when you clap your hand one time in the kirtan, it's finished. One clap in the kirtan is all it takes. You see. And now your future has changed because you've taken shelter of Krishna. So these astrologers are not very important. I've never gone to an astrologer. I'm not interested in astrologer. You see. Because I know whatever fate I may have in the material world, by taking shelter of Krishna, I'm going beyond it, transcending my fate, whatever it was materially, you see. I may have been destined to die at the age of 49, you see, by my karma. But by taking shelter of Krishna consciousness, here I am 70 years old, still going on at full steam, you see. So don't take this astrology very seriously. It's not that important. It's for karmis. It's not, and the astrologers are not that expert also. It's for karmis. Devotees go, by taking shelter of Guru and Krishna, you transcend your chart, whatever it is. Okay, if we are all part of Krishna, then why is it necessary to recite the names of God at a very young age? Because we've forgotten we're part of Krishna. Part of Krishna means you serve Krishna. Why does the hand do what the body wants? Because the hand is serving the body. If the self is not chanting Krishna's name, not engaging in Krishna's service, he's like a diseased hand, you see? So you have to come back to your healthy state. And Krishna directly states in the Bhagavad Gita, you see, always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination. These great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. That is what it means to actually be back in your constitutional connection with Krishna. You're always 24 hours a day glorifying Krishna, remembering Krishna, bowing down to Krishna. That means you're back in your healthy state, like a fish being back in the water. If you're not 24 hours a day thinking about glorifying, bowing down to, serving, and spreading the glories of Krishna all over the world, you're in Maya. So get out of Maya. Become fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. By doing so many seva, sometimes it creates frustration. What should I do at that time? Well, you know, there's actually transcendental frustration. You see, the book distributor's out there on the street. He wants to give a book to everybody. And he's frustrated. Only some of the people are taking books. That feeling of frustration that he's having, that he can't give everybody a book, that attracts the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya showers the mercy on those who feel such frustration. If one has a desire to make the whole world Krishna conscious and he's constantly frustrated that he's not able to do so, then Lord Chaitanya showers special mercy on that devotee, you see. So don't be afraid of frustration. Just learn how to be transcendentally frustrated. And you'll be in good shape. I'm really frustrated, Prabhu. You see? Then it can be transcendental. You see? Ecstatic frustration. Can I become brahmachari at home instead of joining the temple, or is it mandatory to marry and perform Krishna consciousness at home? You can stay at home and be a brahmachari too. What is the best thing to do? Chant extra rounds, or read and hearing Prabhupada's books, or preach all day on Ekadasi days advised by Prabhupada? Do all of it. Why are you limiting yourself? Do everything. Read, Prabhupada said, read, chant, and preach. That's Prabhupada's order. Much as possible, read, chant, and preach. And this way, very soon, you'll become awakened in pure love of God, you see. Read, chant, and preach with great enthusiasm. I'm going to read, I'm going to chant, I'm going to preach with great enthusiasm. I am chanting 16 rounds from the last 5 years, but when I go to home, due to some reason, I will not be able to continue. So after coming back, I compensate Is that okay? No, you have to keep chanting wherever you are. It's not okay to justify not chanting. You have to always chant at least 16 rounds. It is said that in the age of Kali Yuga, we can go back to Godhead by chanting the holy names. So will the people who are following the path of other religions and other paths of meditation go back to Godhead? If one can awaken love of God by any means, they are qualified to go back to home, back to Godhead. But if they're not awakening love of God by the other methods, then they're not qualified. It's a very simple thing. Very simple thing. What is Lord Brahmaji says? What is it? Text 34. Let's see. How's it go? The English is, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Only the tip of the toe whose lotus feet is approached by the yogis who aspire after the transcendental and betake themselves to pranayama are by the gyanis who try to find out the non-differentiated Brahman by the process of elimination extending over many thousands and millions of years. So these other processes can bring one to perfectional stage, but as Brahmaji says, over thousands and millions of years. I see. Do you like to go back to Godhead now, or you want to wait thousands and millions of years? What's your choice? Who wants to go now? All right. Then take to Krishna consciousness directly. Other processes can help you, but they can be thousands and millions of years, according to the great authority, Lord Brahma, the founder of our Sampradaya, says thousands and millions of years. So, get on the fast track. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, there's three more questions and we'll wrap it up. Like Srila Prabhupada, I want to reduce my sleep to 3 hours so that 3 hours I can utilize for studying the books at night. Is it a good idea? If you can pull it off, we'll all become your followers. You can train us how to do it too. Wow, if you can do it, we'll all learn from you. We'll give special classes on how to reduce the sleeping. We'll learn from you how to do it. But even any reduction you can do is good. Let's see, after practicing Krishna consciousness for a couple of years, I see that I have lost interest in Krishna consciousness. That means you're not really practicing it. You're practicing pseudo-Krishna consciousness, not real Krishna consciousness. If you're actually properly practicing Krishna consciousness, your taste will increase and increase and increase. Every year you'll become more and more ecstatic, more and more enlivened, more and more knowledgeable, more and more awakened. It means you're not practicing it properly. You have to learn what you're doing wrong from a senior Vaishnava, and then you will get ever-increasing taste. Now the last question. There is Mangal Arti for Guru Nrsinga Arti, Tulsi Arti, but why no specifically Arti for Krishna? We're offering Krishna Arti at Mangal Arti. How do you say we're not offering Krishna? He's getting the Mangal Arti. Okay, we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantarab Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada flooding the whole universe with an ecstatic tidal wave of Krishna Prema ki jai. Gaura Prema Nandi.